Welcome, everyone. It's a Friday, and it's the good stuff with Mike and Kim on your local radio station. You know, you can visit Valentine next summer, or maybe this winter for an ice fishing trip or a hunting expedition, but go to visitvalentine.org and check out 50 things to do. Schedule your trip down the scenic Niobrara River, number one in river adventures in the Midwest, or home of the Nebraska Star Party, Merritt Reservoir, in midsummer. Check it all out. Visitvalentine.org.
Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Love to talk about them. They are what ranchers read. Make sure you check them out. You can subscribe and start receiving your copies today. Go to tsln.com. Get all the latest in livestock industry news. tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, Kim, what do you have to share on this Friday edition of The Good Stuff?
I've got some lighthearted insight from mamas of young children.
From mamas of young children.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you sharing?
I might get some more of those. Like the most dangerous outcast is a gossip.
Oh, very interesting.
Some more of those things.
That sounds intriguing. Okay. This is what I have. I started this the other day, and it's essentially a gal posted this, just sharing a little bit about the struggles of having a two-year-old. The responses I thought were great, so I'm going to be sharing some of those in response to Bess's original comments that she had posted. Sharon says, I was maybe halfway backing the car out of the garage when my then six-year-old son screamed out, what are you trying to do? Kill me? While struggling to buckle his seatbelt in the back seat. We've really got him trained when you're still in the driveway and they're yelling that. I thought that was cute. Here, Amanda says, I opened a cheese stick the other day for my child, and it got stuck at the bottom, so I pulled it out. It broke. I was told that I had ruined it and needed to throw it away. The dog disagreed that it was ruined, and so the dog is my favorite child now. Sophie comments about her daughter. My daughter had the most heart-wrenching breakdown when I explained to her what the no smoking sign on the plane meant. She then screamed at the top of her lungs that she, in fact, wanted to smoke, making sure everyone in the plane heard her. She was three at the time.
Three?
And I better throw one more out. This is from Deanne, again responding to having small children at home. If you've got some of these you'd like to share, hey, please do share those with us. I'd love to pass those on. This is from Deanne. Don't feel too bad. When my young son was asked in Sunday school to share something difficult that he had overcome, he wrote that sometimes his iPad gets laggy. Yeah, I think he's living the good life, and he doesn't even know it.
I hate that when that happens.
Yes, indeed. The struggle.
Guess what the most incredible computer in the world is?
I hope it's our brain.
It is, right.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
The brain. The worst thing to be without is hope. And the deadliest weapon in the world, the tongue.
Oh, I was just going to say saying something unkind, so I think I had it.
The two most power-filled words are I can. And the greatest asset is faith. Those are just a few things that I thought maybe we'd share with you today for the Good Stuff program.
A little bit of land is all I ask. Just a small piece to call my own, where I can put down roots so deep that great-grandchildren still will call it home. Is it so much to ask a lane of trees bringing birdsong and covered leaves, sweet lilacs holding in their arms the lawn, tulips and yellow daffodils spattered up and down the cellar hill, sweet gurgling brook, fresh and cool, the brush beyond, sheltering grass and sage, and shy sweet deer. Oh, aching heart, hungry, hungry soul, what little bit to make a grateful whole. Is there no spot in all this universe, a little valley with a cabin home, a bit of garden I can call my own? I will not bruise the land or tear it apart, but keep it beating with a happy, blooming heart. Each bit of soil which God had surely blessed would be a cozy home for seeds to rest and grow and nourish, comforting all men with fruit and shade and food for every soul, a little bit of land to call my own. Within its small confines, a loving home and fertile soil, no matter the toil. I would so grateful be if God would take a little chance on me and give me a small plot of lonely sad that needs a gentle hand and God. A Little Bit of Land by Jenny Senroot Hutton.
And that's the good stuff.